The Gemara says, Amarav Yehuda Amarava, Boydik Tzarech Shivato. There's a din that you have to do Bedika, Rachamun Sakin to do Bedika Pashtus, and Yehuda said in the name of Rav that it's not enough to Bedika, you also have to do a Bittul together with Bedika. I'm just going to read the Gemara quickly because there's a whole bunch of Auras. So the Gemara says, my time, what's the pshat that you need also a Bittul besides Bedika? So, Inem Mishim Perurim, if you want to say, because there's Perurim, maybe you didn't catch those crumbs. The Gemara says it's not chashiv, halo chashivi, they're bottle, and we'll see soon machlokes Rashi Tosfos in that. The Gemara says, oh, but maybe they're not bottle because the fact that he closes the door from his house and he watches the watch, so maybe he gives them a chashivus and they're not bottle. Maybe that could be. The Gemara says that's not true. We prove that that's not true. The Gemara says, so Rabba says, I'll tell you what, Zerushem Yimtza Guskiyav, Bedaitilabe, maybe he's going to find something very good, a chashiv piece of chometz. And he's gonna have das in it. That also machlokes is Rashi and Tosfos, we'll see. But first, we want to try to put it all together. Then the Gemara says further, okay, so what's the big deal? When he finds it, at that point, it'll be mevatele. Let it be mevatele when he finds it. And so the Gemara says, no, because maybe he's gonna find it in the time of Isser, and in the time of Isser, it's not Rishus Shaladom, and merely has no koyach to be mevatele. So then the Gemara says, okay, fine. So I understand he definitely has to be mevatel before Pesach. So what does he have to do it together with the bedika? Let him just do it maybe the fifth hour, the sixth hour. Why bedafka he has to do it the night of Yadala when he's doing the bedika? Why is that? The Gemara says because if there's no exact time, maybe he'll forget to do it. So it has to be a certain time. You're right. We agree it has to be before Pesach, but why Yadala? Because that was just the time that the chomer misaken, he was doing something to get rid of his chomer. So maybe the misaken to do it together with that. Then the Gemara says, okay, so then let him be mevatel in the sixth hour, which Rashi says, because then a person is oisik and shreifas chametz. He's oisik and shreifas chametz, so that also will remind him. So Mela, why can't he do it then? So the Gemara says, no, because the Chacham made over there in the sixth hour already, Chacham also took it out of Yerushalos. They modeled after the Daraisa, which is going to be later, and they took it out of Yerushalos. So Mela, also then you can't do it. So the only thing, just by default, you just have to fall back to the night of Yadav, you have to do it then. Then the Gemara goes further and says, oh, is a taka true in the time of Isser? You can't be mevatel. We know there's a brisa that seems to say you could be mevatel on Shabbos and on Yontif. So it says he's sitting in Beis Medrash and he remembered that he had chametz. So that's on Shabbos and on Yontif. He said he could do it. So we said, no, really the case over there is not chametz. It's talking about dough that he mixed was going to become chametz. So maybe it was mevatel before it became chametz and it was on Yontif. But it's no problem. It's not chametz yet. So like this. On the first Gemara, the Gemara says, Inem Mishim Perurin, Holoi Chashib. They're not Chashib. The Perurim are not Chashib. So, they're bottled by themselves. So, Chedusha Rabbeinu David, he asks, he says, why did the Gemara say that they're not Chashib? He said, How can I have the Meimar, Dles Bushira? He says, that what do you have to say that they're not Chametz? He said, "The nachashiv and the mail of the bottle, the ma'isa, l'chayr pachas less than a kazayis, less than a kashir." The Gemara says that in the beginning of Masechta Sbei, the Mishnah says that your person not over pashtus. That's what it seems to say in the Mishnah. You're not over bal yirah bal yimotza if there's less than a kazayis. So if you're not over bal yirah bal yimotza, so don't say the nachashiv the mail of their bottle. Say there's no problem to begin with. There's nothing wrong. Ine Mishim Perum, Perum are less than a Gezayis. If they're less than a Gezayis, what's the problem? Don't say that there's a problem. Recognize that there's a problem, but it's bottle somehow because it's not Chashiv, so the Mela it's bottle. It doesn't have to be bottle. There was never a problem in the first place. The Zakar Benu David, he said, I'll tell you what. The Gemara is saying a Chiddush. It's saying, you're right, it could have said, it's saying better. It's saying, even if you were to say that the person would be over Bal Yerah Bal Yimotza less than a Gezayis, but still it's bottle. That's how he learns the Gemara. Even if you want to suggest maybe...
The whole question of whether there is Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotzeh on Pachas Mekazayis, is that when he has in all the pieces together in his whole house, it will not add up to Kazayis? Or each individual piece is less than a Kazayis?
Even if he has a whole bunch of little pieces around the house... And each one individually is not a kizayis. We don't say that the house brings it together. Only if you sweep it or bowls mitzvah.
They got about you wrong.
Right, right. So the shaila is in a case where even if he has all over his house, but he does not have in any given spot together a gezayis. So he says the Gemara is saying a better teretz, and the Gemara is saying because even if you were to assume that a person will be over bal yerel bal yemotz with less than a gezayis, still it's bottle. So Lamai said this is a huge machlokes rishonim and achronim. If there is such a thing, is there such an isser as bal yerah and less than a kshir? Because we know that the Mishnah in the beginning of the 8th parak in the Sechus Yuma, the Vayin Dalet over there, the Gemara says that it's also to eat a Yom Kippur, it's also to do Sichos. The Gemara says, why are you saying it's also? Say that it's curse, the Gemara says. So the Gemara is the reason why we're saying also, according to the Manda Amar, chatzi shir also minat Torah. Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan holds that chatzi shir is also minat Torah. That means any time the Torah said don't eat nevela, don't eat a Yom Kippur. So it means a kezayis. A person can get cursed if he ate a kezayis. If he eats less than a kezayis, according to Rabbi Yochanan, chatzi shir is an iser dairai. So also minat Torah. The shaila is where exactly we learn it out from. So the Gemara brings a pasuk, but then the Gemara says there's a svara. Why? Because chazi litztarufi. It's chazi, it's roi, it's possible to be mitzarif that it could come together. So pashas, I think, v'alocha, we assume that there's no isser, a person not over by yerol by yemotza on less than a kashir. Rabbeinu Dovah seems to be misupik about it, because he says, the Gemara could have said, you don't have a shir. Oh, but we said better, because even if you are over by yerol by yemotza on less than a kashir, so he's misupik about it. Well, Lamaisa, a lot of, Kvegi brings down, that's a huge machlok, Yushem Achronim. But the very famous Shagasari, the Commissioner Brewer brings down the Shagasari, where he, Taka, says there's no Isra Bal Yerol Bal Yimotza on less than a share. Aye, in Kol HaTorah Kula we know, by every other Isra, Chatzi Share is also Min HaTorah. Why here is it not also Min HaTorah? So he says a pshat, the Shagasari, he says, it's going to read in its eye. He said, V'nir li litin tam l'dover, the ma'ishna l'ini bal yiroa, the leka isra klal kochsim kshir. Why is it that you don't have an isra less than a kshir? Ma'shenkin b'chole yisurim, every other isra less than a kshir is asur min ha-Torah. He says, because the Gemara says over there that the tam of chatzi shir asur min ha-Torah is chazi l'tztarufi. He says, what does that mean? He says like this. Tam aloy shayach ela b'isra achila. When you have isra achila, that we say, if a person eats b'kdei achilas pras, that's called an achila. So a person will eat chayla. It will take him 25 minutes to eat a k'zayas chayla. If he didn't eat chayla, I mean, I'll tell you. A person eats matzah, it's taking 20 minutes, he didn't eat a shir. He asked that b'kdei achilas pras. So the Gemara says, chazilit tarufi, what that means to say, is that when a person eats less than a shir of chayla, he eats a chatzi zayas. So it could be, within the next 8 minutes, not whatever you say, the shir is 9 minutes, he'll eat more. And if he'll eat more, retroactively, comes out that his first achila was achila be'isr. So therefore, in that kind of case, al-kaponim, where the ma'is achila could be one whole ma'is achila, that's what Gemara calls chazir l'tztarufi. So therefore, it's shayat. Mashayat, in the case of Al-Yorah Bal-Yamata, what are you going to say? At 1 o'clock, a person owns a half a zayis of chametz. What's going to happen? Maybe he's going to get more later. So we'll say, oh, chazi let's the roofie. Eventually he could have a shear of chametz. No, we don't say that. Because what is bringing together the first half a zayis that he had together with the other half a zayis? Nothing. You don't say the bayis brings it together. And we cannot say that from the 2 o'clock on when he got the other half a zayis, that now we see, oh, he was already over from 1 o'clock. We don't say that. Why should we say that? Mashenkin by a chilo, when a person is eating chametz, he's eating a kippur, he's eating the veil, whatever he's eating, the pshat is that his achilo started from 1 o'clock. At 1:09, if he'll have a whole zayis, this guy was over. So you say, look, but he only ate half a zayis. Good, but he could eat more. And then it will be a glowing bilson afraid that he ate the whole thing. So maybe we say it there, by yimotzi, you won't say it. There's a lot more things to say on that, but that's how the Shagasari, the Mishnah Brewer brings that Shagasari, and that's one mahalach, at least, why we don't say that by yirol by yimotzi, chatzi shir is also min ha-Torah. A nafkamina that comes out, one nafkamina, if you say chatzi shir is also min ha-Torah by yirol by yimotzi or not, is a pashta that says in nafkamina like this, because beis amin aleph, we know, there's machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, that the first Mishnah says you need a bedikah, you need to do bedikah chametz. Why do you need to do bedikah chametz? Rashi said you shouldn't be over bal yerol bal yimotza. Taisa says, nah, that's not the reason. It's not because bal yerol bal yimotza. Taisa says, shema yavav oichol. Something we're used to hearing that. That's what Taisa says. That's the sheet that Taisa says. Because maybe you're going to come to eat it. So melech could be a very geshmak and afkamina now. Because if you learn that there's taka no Isser bal yerol bal yimotza unless an exai. So you say, good, I don't need a bedikah on that either, b'choyim. That's not true, because it depends what you hold the reason why I need a bedikah. Because if I need a bedikah, Shem Yavala Eichloi, we know he's going to eat. half a zayis of chametz, whatever that is. So that would be the chareb shmak, and it would be an afkamin. I mean, even though you say that there's no issa by your own by your matzah, nachatzi zayis, don't think automatically. Oh, so it must be I don't have to do b'dikas chametz in it. No, it depends. It depends. My plug is rashi. Why we're doing b'dikas chametz? If we're doing b'dikas chametz, b'shem yavel oichel, and they will come to eat it. So even like the shagis zayis, still you're gonna have to do b'dikas chametz. We're looking for less than a zayis also, according to that. Let's go weiter. And now, the Ma'isa, the Sfasamis and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Sfasamis brings the Shulchan Aruch Harav and Simon Tafman Beis, in the Kuntres Achon, that they both learned this Gemara, that when the Gemara, since they talk to say, look, Chatzis Shir is not awesome in Atari when it comes to Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotza. So when the Gemara says Perurim, oh, those things are bottled by themselves. What do you need to say they're bottled by themselves? There was never a problem in the first place. They say, no, you know what the Perurim are talking about? The Perurim are talking about a Kazayis. That's what the Gemara means. The Gemara means Kazayis. That's what Sfasemis says it, and it brings the Shulchan Aruch Harav that says it. Even though it sounds like crumbs. Right. Saying that those, when the Gemara says crumbs, it's not crumbs. They're referring to Kazayis. Because of that problem.
So why is the Mila Kuska?
It's the Mila Kuska.
Because that's a chashuv thing. Those things are on the floor and they're dirty, so yes, they're exiles. But those things, they're bottled by themselves. You know they're exiles. A bluska, that's what more specifically used that lush, like a schmack, a piece of cake.
You're adding something. You'd have to say that the Peruvian were bottled because they're dirty. They're
right,
on
right,
the floor.
Right. Exactly. Yeah,
because a kazayas mitzad atzma, you should not be bottled.
Right. Exactly. Right.
So it's now, a chiddush. It's a big chiddush, but it's a right. It's a stark kashya.
Right. Okay, so now the Gemara says b'chimish kachas leilabatim. When you find it, so you should. Gemara says when you find it, you should be mevatel it. So the shaila is, Tosfos already says in this Gemara, it's a very strange Gemara. If you don't have much information, it sounds very strange. Okay, so when you find the be mevatel, well, what do you mean? At that point, I'll be over by your by emotzer. Well, how can I be mevatel at the point that I find it? We're trying to find anything to get out of it. Don't do it before Pesach. Do it on Pesach. When you find it, you'll do it. But I'll be over by your by emotzer for that second. So we already have. We might already have.
It's Mesteres. What? You want? That's Mesteres.
No. The Gemara says. No. The Gemara says I'm not able to be mevatel it because it's not in my reshus. That's the Gemara answer.
Right.
But the Gemara's kasha said when I find it on Pesach, let me be mevatel. Shaila is, how can I be mevatel if I find it on Pesach? I mean, maybe I could. The more it's Teres, Stamos says that I can.
Why not?
That's a separate shmuz.
But why not?
The Gemara says, let me be mevatel on Pesach, why isn't the Gemara worried for that those 5 minutes that I had it, or I had it, I didn't know about it, I'll be over. So Tosfos, so Kivego says, here the Gilian Ashashi says, look at Tosfos Chaf Aleph. And Tosfos on Chaf Aleph says, from this Gemara there's a Raya, you see from this Gemara, and there Tosfos talking about the worst case. Veins and Matze, Kivinch and Yadua, Vibalti doesn't know where it is. Tosfos over there is the Gemara over there, and that Chaf Aleph and the Aleph is talking about a worst case. A case that he knew he had it, his chaya took and dug a hole somewhere in the ground and hid it, and he doesn't know where it is. So Pashtus, he knew he had it, and Chur, it still exists, but he just doesn't know where it is. Not over Bal Yerol Bal Yimotza. Ayin Tosfos over there, Chaf Aleph. So Tosfos says, and I see from that Babam and Beis, the Chametz Shein Yadua. If you don't know, a Suffolk of your own Chametz, you're not over Bal Yerol Bal Yimotza. Why? Because the Gemara asks, when he finds it a Pesach, he'll be Mabatalit. So you see from there, Pashtus, that way, and Amos we had last week. We spoke out. There was Machloikis. The Marshal and the Marshal had to understand Tosfos. As the Kalman pointed out, there would be Rashi, Rashi Tosfos, and Davavim and Aleph. Rashi says in Divrei Maskal, Filo Meroish Hashanah Nami. So Rashi says a guy went away. When he comes back and he sees it, it'll be over. What are we talking about? It'll be over. Vade has come. It's a Suffolk Chometz. Machloikis Marshal. Marshal. Marshal said we're talking about a case of Vade Chometz. Marshal said no, we're talking about a case of Suffolk Chometz. And that's the run. He's saying it in Rashi. That what? The Ran says this, like Tosfos later on that we just showed, in this Rashi, that if you don't know, if you have chametz, and you find out that you had chametz, not the pshat, oive, he was oive b'shoige. He wasn't oive anything. A person who doesn't know for sure if he had chametz, he ends up finding out that he had chametz, not oive, and Tosfos brings a raya from the Pashtus way of learning the Gemara over here involved in base, because the Gemara says, no problem, when you find it, you'll be mabat, when everything is good. Why do you have to tell him to do it the night before? That's what Tosfos proves. From here.
So the Marshal said in that case the whole
The Marshal learned that Rashi on Bava Min Aleph that it was talking about a case of Safik and everything was okay. He's only over when he sees it.
If you left before Rosh Hashanah and you knew you had chametz in your house, of course you would have to make a bedikah.
If you knew for sure you had chametz, so that's a shaila. According to the Marshal, you definitely would have to. According to the Marshal, no.
How did the Marshal work with this?
that's called Mapoilas. That would, that since he's going away and the time is in between him, so it's like a Mapoilas. That's a Mashallah. But so that would be the pshat of this Gemara, that when he finds it, okay, so why does he have to do Yidala when he finds it? Let it be Vatala. Now the Torah is an interesting thing, because the Tosfos, we saw that Ran in the beginning of the Masechta says that since he did a Bedikas Chametz and were Soymech and a Chazalka, the Mestami did a good Bedika, so he's not over, and that's the Shita of Pashat Mishol. Tosfos says the same thing. The Torah, there could be a Nafkamini. You have to know, I didn't get a chance to go any further into it, because Tosfos does not say since you did a Bedika, so we're Soymech and a Chazalka and you're not over. Tosfos doesn't say anything like that. Tosfos says we have a Hekish, and therefore we learn that if a person doesn't bother to have Chametz, not going to be over. So it's mashma, it has nothing to do with a chazaka. It's not because I did whatever is incumbent upon me, and therefore if I find it, it's not a problem. It's not, according to the Ran, it would seem if a person didn't do a bedik, was negligent, so he's not soymech on a chazaka. What chazaka is it? He didn't do anything. So it could be there's an affinity in Ran and Tosfos in terms of the case that you didn't do a bedik, you ended up having chametz. Okay, so Maisa over here is a very interesting thing, because the Rosh learns in Siman Tes over here. The Rosh learned that towards the beginning of Siman Tes, he says that no, even if a person has a suffered chametz, he's still going to be over. If you take a look in the couple lines in Siman Tes, I don't know, the old Gemara is page 246. So he says, "Inei mishum prurim shaloi matza bebedika." But over love of Bali Raya, a person who didn't find him by his Vedika, he's definitely over in Bali Raya. Afa Pisha ain't Raya. He doesn't see it, he didn't know about it, he didn't see it. The likes of Loisei Raya, it doesn't say in the Pasuk Loisei Raya, you should not see Chametz. Elo Loye Raya, it should not be seen. What does that mean, Dr. Rosh? Mashma Loye Heilacha Chametz B'makam Haroy L'Riya. He's Medayik in the Pasuk. The Pasuk is Mashma that you can't have Chametz that you'll ever have the ability to see. In other words, Safek Chametz, a Chametz that I didn't know about, I'm going to be over by your own, by your matzah, and that too. That's how the Rosh learns. Even though he doesn't know, he's over by Yerol. Yeah, that's why he needs to do Bittul, because if he's Mevatul, in case of those cases that that he doesn't know if he has Chametz. So it's not enough a person going to do Bedika, because maybe he has Chametz. So you're probably all wondering, it's a Pella. According to the Rosh, how do you read the Gemara? Gemara says, what do you have to do a Bedika the night of your Dalet? Just do it on Pesach. Gemara says, you'll find Gluskiyah. Okay, so if I find Gluskiyah on Pesach, I'll do it. Very nice. But in that case, I'm over because I had it the whole entire time, according to Rosh. So how could Gemara have such a kasha? To the point that Tosfos brought a raya from there that obviously comments that you don't know about, you're not over. So how could it be? How do you learn the Gemara? So it's very, the Tosfos rhythm, Tosfos Rosh, and the Karban Nisanal say a pshat in the Rosh, and, The Karban Nisanal says over here in Ois Gimel, more than halfway down, he says, "Umashach parech poi." What the Gemara asks over here, "Bishmait and Nara sugyo, v'chi mashkach le levatle, svira le tahochi par." We're asking like this: Lo mahitzrichu levatle b'shas abadiko. Why do they make you be levatle b'shas abadiko the night of your dalid? Mistama koyd mishubah shas abir. Mistama, any normal person before he came to the time of beer, he cleaned out his house, he swept it, he took a vacuum cleaner, got rid of everything, mikol peruri from anything, and if he has a nice piece of cake, he'll be mevatel at that point. That's what the Gemara means. When he finds it, doesn't mean if he finds it on Pesach. Look, a person always cleans it. A big daichik in the Gemara. A person always cleans his house. So l'chayr, when he found it, he'll get mevatel it, get rid of it, burn it. I don't know if he chooses the lashon mevatel it. He'll get rid of it. It's a way of saying he'll get rid of it. So we're saying, what do you have to make this new thing? He cleans out his house, and if he'll find it then, so he'll get rid of it. It's a pella. It's very hard to understand the Gemara, the way the Rosh learned. Well, yeah, before the time of Isser kicks in. Unbelievable thing. It's very schwer. The Rosh says that a person, where Tosfos brings a raya that a person is not over, Chomach and Yadua, the Rosh says, no. He is over. The Gemara asked this. No, it means before Pesach. Very hard. You have to work out the Gemara how to read it. He said, but the Gemara answered, Al-Zem Mishtani, Dil Ma'ashkach Basu Yisud. The Gemara said, oh, because maybe he'll find it when it's too late that he can't be Mevatel. Frank the Karban Nisan will say better. What do you have to say that he'll find the time he can't be Mevatel? I'll say, no, because if he finds it on Yantav, he's already over the whole time. Say much better. The Anachanami, we could have said better, but we're just saying that Taka, and he also can't be Mevatel. So So it's very hard to read the Gemara according to the Rosh. Tell the Shita here, L'chayr, but the Pashtus of the Gemara would seem not that way. So,
But the Gemara, in a way, it's completely like the Rosh, because the Gemara's answer is, Vilmaskachas Lal Basar Yisura.
Yeah.
It's like the Haminu was not before Yisura.
Right, that part is talking a little bit. Right. Because they speak about that. How do you work according to Rashi, which learning the whole time it's going? Right, yeah, and Echanami. That point does sound a little bit like the Rashi. Let's move on. So, Maisa, we're going to go to the Gemara in Zainim and Amid Aleph, but to come back to Pshat and Rashi. The Gemara says that Yoshev based on Medrash, so Mavato Beliboy, it's okay. Mavato Beliboy on Shabbos, Mavato Beliboy on Yontif. He does Bittul, because he can't go home. He's in the base Medrash by Yashir. Fine. So, Lemaisa, the Ramban and Avdalam Beis and the Chedush Rabbeinu David, they say from this Gemara, Pashtus, you see that Bittul is not Mitam Hefka. Because Machlokis, we showed him on the Avdalam Beis, Pashtus and Machlokis, Rashi and Toisvis, is also Shaila to what Rashi holds, but Pashtus, there's Machlokis, Rashi and Toisvis, but Bittul is Mitam Hefka or not. Rashi seems to say throughout that Bittul is a din of Ashpasa, that it's considered like Ofer, it's not Oichel, Mele is not Oiver. But Toisvis learns that Bittul is Mitam Hefker, simply. So Toisvis, to the point, Toisvis asks on Dalar and Beis, if it's Hefker, so why doesn't he have to do Pnei Shloisha? We know that Hefker has to be done Pnei Shloisha. Well, that's only Dinder Abonim, they weren't Machmen when it came to Chometz. Well, the Maisa, that seems to be Machloikis Rashi. Toisvis definitely is Machloikis Rishonim. In Rashi, there's a Shaila, but Pashas Rashi seems to hold that it's not Mitam Hefker. But the Ramban and the Rabbeinu David want to learn from over here that Lechoyo is not Mitam Hefker.
Why? What's the Raya?
Why? Because you're not allowed to be Mafkir something on Shabbos and Yontif. Person has a Chayfet.
So
you know
where in the Gemara here?
Because
where?
The Gemara says he's in Yoshev Beis HaMedrash.
But Yontif.
Mavakli
Yontif, you cannot be Mafkir.
Right. You can't be Mafkir something on Shabbos and Yontif. So I only heard the same advice that you could. So must be the Bittul that we talk about by Pesach, that's not Mitam Hefker. That's what they want to prove from over here, Davzayin and Merah. Others say, the Meram Chalva says, no, really, we could say Taka Bittul is Mitam Hefker. It's like you being Mafkir. Why are you allowed to do it in Shabbos and Yontif? So I'll tell you why. Because the only reason you're not allowed to do Bittul on Shabbos and Yontif is because Mitam Mekach Memra. Looks like a say. Mafkir something. I'm Mafkir, and this guy picks it up. Ooh, we did a transaction over there. It looks like Mekach Memra. He's over here in this case, not Mekach Memra, because no one's allowed to be Zeich in it. We'll say a guy could be Zeich, okay, but it doesn't look like Mekach Memra, but the person can't be Zeich in it. You're not allowed to be Zeich in Chometz. You can't be Zeich. You can't own Chometz on Pesach. So Mele Ein Echanami. It could be that this Gemara is no problem, and Bittul is Mitamech. But upon the Ramban and Rabbeinu Dovin and others want to learn from over here, from Zayin and Aleph, that the Bittul is not Mitam Hefker, rather it's a new din of Ashvasa, that the person is saying this thing is worthless to me, and he looks at it like an Afra Rashi. Well, we don't have time to go through the places, but Rashi, a lot of places, says that kind of Lashon. One place. Rashi says on Dalim and Aleph, Rashi says that, what is he doing with this Bittul? Rashi says in the wide lines, four lines down from the wide lines, the imishum bal yiro bal yimotza ha'omer lekaman. The Gemara says the sagidei bebittul ba'alma imasiach daite minei umashvilei ka'afra v'amra kol chamira. Which the truth is that's the lashon we say kol chamira should be ka'afra da'ara. But they point out from Rashi, the Rashi ties it up with the din of Hashvasa, that the person is saying this thing is worthless. Not that he's mafkir, he makes it into a piece of shtick offer, and that's how it works according to Rashi. So, okay. The thing is like this, that, yeah. Second. Okay. Rashi over here, Rashi says, Slach points out two things from Rashi. Take a look at our Rashi, the Daiti Laveh and the Abavim and Beis. So Rashi says, Chashuva hi be'enav. When the Gemara said, oh, maybe he'll find a Gluska Yofa and his Das will be on it. So what does that mean? So Rashi says, Abavim and Beis, the Daiti Laveh, Chashuva hi be'enav, it will be Choshev in his eyes, B'chos alei l'sarfa, and he'll have Rachmanos and he'll say, oh, maybe I don't want to burn it. Masha, afilu rega echot. And he'll keep it even for 1 minute. The nimtza over a leva bal yiro bal yimotza. It will come out that he's over bal yiro bal yimotza. Al Misha Bitla, but from the point on that he was Mabatal, he wouldn't be over the Loi Kosav Al Tashbisu. It says that's Tashbisu, and that's enough just for a person to Mabatal, he's okay to kind of. So before any Diyukim, just the Pashup Shana Rashi, I mean, I saw some speak it out, but it seems obvious from Rashi. Rashi is saying it's only because I'll have Rachmanis for 1 minute or 1 second, and I'll have a hearer, oh, maybe it shouldn't be Mabatal. It's Haka Chashav Piso Chametz. That's why he's over. But from Rashi, you see, then if he wouldn't have that Rachmanis, the second he finds is get rid of this chametz, you're not over anymore. See that from Rashi. Rashi says maybe there could be a point in time, but look, and he's like, I'm not sure if I should do it or not. That second, oh, he's already over. It that wouldn't, we had that chash, there'll be no problem. That's what you see from Rashi. One thing, Ashtikol Agav, the Slach says, and others say that. The Slach says another thing you see from this Rashi. Rashi says, we're worried on Yontif, maybe he'll have Rachmanis, he won't want to burn it. If you remember, we spoke about on Bava Min Aleph, Rabbi Chanan, there's a Shaila had on Rashi, the Bir Halach, the Chafetz Chaim, didn't seem to learn Rashi this way, but by Kaif Alei Kli on Bava Min Aleph, so Rashi says, because we're talking about a case he was Mevatel. Since he's Mevatel, so all you do is just put a Kli on top of it. But what if he wasn't Mevatel, what would be then? So we saw there was a Shaila had to learn Rashi. So Rabbi Chanan, I saw that Slach learned this way also, Rashi holds, in the case that he weren't Mevatel, Taka, you're allowed to burn it. So Slach says, I see from this Rashi that way too. Because Rashi says, he'll have Rachmanis, he won't want to burn it. Say better, say you're not allowed to burn it. Once you're talking about burning, right? No, he won't want to burn it. Vice says, I could burn it, just he won't want to burn it. That's a little slap from Rashi.
Explain it, what's the Rashi?
What's the Rashi in this Rashi?
What do you see from Rashi?
Because Rashi says, what's the problem of Daitei Levei? He'll have his Das in it.
He won't want to burn it.
So it's like the slap. What are you saying he won't want to burn it? Burning is not an option. Advice that he would want to burn if everything is okay.
Yeah, it's yonder.
Then we have the Shiloh places and stuff.
Okay, yeah, male or what?
Right. So, just the lashon of Rashi that I'll have Rachmanis, he won't want to burn it. That's mashma. If he wanted to burn it, he would be able. He could, just he doesn't want it. He might not want to do it. In Mendai, from there, that Rashi would hold that a person is allowed to burn chametz because we have a din of mitoich by Avora, he's allowed to burn it on Yom.
Simply in Rashi, why would he not want to burn it but want to be mevatel it?
Oh, so that's what we're discussing.
That's what we're doing.
No. So,
that's Tosfos Kashrut.
So this Rashi just wanted to bring that what? That if he wouldn't have made bittul, he could burn it even on Yom Kippur.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. The slach is in the dike, then this rash.
Okay.
Right, but more importantly, for what's in the chaos right now, Rashi seems to say, even though it turns out that he had the chametz the whole entire time, but it's not a problem because, like Tosfos and Chaf Aleph that we just pointed before, that a person had chametz they didn't know about, he's not over. He didn't know about it. Why? Because what's Rashi saying? Rashi says, maybe he'll have Rachmanis. Oh, then he's over by Yoel by Motze. But if he's not Chas, if he doesn't care about that, he's not over by Yoel by Motze. That's passage we see from Rashi. So let's go to what Tosfos asks on Rashi.
Were you saying before that the Hefker is less or more than this Bittul? If you learn it like this.
Right now, more or less, not so much. What do you mean more or less? Hefker means that a guy's... It could be it's a harder thing to do in Dax. It's harder because the guy has to imagine that this thing is worthless.
Like
it's not
doesn't
right.
Exist.
Right.
So it's harder. Stronger than making something happen.
Right. Passionate. Yeah.
So, oh. Can we stop for a few seconds? Anyone wants to admire?
Yeah, sure.
Somebody wants to go.
Yeah,
no, you have the option.
Okay. You have the option of going back.
I'm almost done. Just okay.
Yeah.
So Mice, you have over there. Please go for it. No problem.
Oh, yeah. A mitzvah karet. They have enough.
In case they're embarrassed.
Okay.
They
okay.
Know. Whoever wants, they know.
Okay. So Tosfos asks.
It's Torah Kur, yeah.
Tosfos asks Akash and Rashi. Tosfos says, "Daiti lave." When the Gemara says at the point that we'll have das on it, "Pirish v'loy bottle me'elo." Not going to be bottled by itself. That's how Tosfos learns. Since he has das on it, I mean, he's thinking about it. So it wouldn't be bottled by itself. Normally, if a guy's not thinking about it, it's worthless then. So in Meilo, it would be bottled. But when the Gemara says that I'll find the Gluska Yafan Daiti Lade, that means to say that he's thinking about it. So Meilo, it's not bottled. Oh. So he says, Val Pur Shakuntis Kosher, and Rashi is very schwer. My Parak, what does the Gemara say? Ask, Vechim Shkachas Lein Vatle. When he finds it, let him be Mavatle. Rashi said the guy is daiti lavei, has his das on it. He has Rachmanis, he's not going to want to be mevatel. He's not going to want to be mevatel. So stamzich pashup shat and toisvitz. Rashi never said that. Rashi said chasalei lasarfa. He wouldn't want to burn it. So the Marshal says, but of course it's partial. A guy's not going to want to burn. He's also not going to want to be mevatel. So that place doesn't even such a smooth transition because it's partial. A guy wouldn't want to be a sir. He's also not going to want to be mevatel. So you see, he doesn't understand. How could the Gemara therefore go after? But you don't want to burn it, right? But when you find to be mevatel, oh, what does that mean? Taz speaks the Torah here. So the Taz, right over here, in Chaf Lamed Daled, the Taz brings down Taz's kasha, and the Taz says, I'll tell you a Taz from Taz's. No big deal. This point. He's sort of mapping back the whole thing with what Taz understood over here. He said, no. To be Sarifit, I just want to be Sarifit. It's gone. After Pesach, I can't get it. But to be Mevatel, yes. A guy would be Mevatel. That's okay. Maybe it would be Mevatel. Mara says, okay, fine. You don't want to burn him. Be Mevatel. And that'll do right away. It won't be Chos Mevatel. That's what the Taz learns. So on the next, the Tzlach asks, and then on the Sfas Emes,
it sounds like a stickle.
Not like the Marshal.
Not like the Marshal. Right, exactly. Right. I mean,
Marshal was saying same thing.
But it sounds not like Tyson. I mean, it's like he's negating the whole idea. No, you said they're the same. They're not the same. So right, Marshal's partial challenge. So the Maisa, the Tzlach says, he said, well, what does that mean? What kind of teretz is that? How could we say that a guy's gonna have a real Emes sticker, kavana in his label? I wouldn't burn it because I need it for after pay. By the way, I'm a vatel. Who are you kidding? So that's what the spot.
It sounds like he took with armor.
Right, exactly, right. And how sincere could he be? I'm saying he didn't want to burn it. So how sincere could he really be? So Maisa, Sfas Emes, we'll end with this. So Sfas Emes says, so he asks, he said, I don't understand something. Here's another Yusaitis Tech Machloikis that comes in. There's Machloikis, Daftalon Beis, which we spoke about before this, we mentioned this before in the comment, that the Machloikis, Rashi and Tosin, Daftalon Beis, if bittul is mitam hefker, or bittul is mitam that hashvosa a person makes it ka'afra da'ara. Rashi learns, as we mentioned before, that it's ka'afra da'ara. A person makes it like that. So, for this last time, he says, for a carrot, such a kind of bittul, forget it. If a guy doesn't want to burn, there's no way in the world he's going to have the kayaf to do a sincere bittul and imagine that this thing is mamish after the hours. He asks it like that. Even stronger than a slap. It's not getting involved which side you learn bittul mitam hefker, bittul mitam hashvosa. It's not was a yes, though. How can a guy be sincere? He says, for sure he can't be sincere. Rashi Taka learns that Bittul is Mitamash Vasa. The guy has to imagine that it's Afra. How are you going to say he didn't want to burn it, but here he's going to do it with sincerity? So he says, a very Mechudish Dikim Shah in the Gemara, the Sfas Emes, right over here, and above in the base. And this is how he wants to understand Rashi. He says, let's understand for a moment. What Bechlal was the point of Bittul if you have Bidiko? It's like this. Haboydik Tzarech Shivat. You're doing bidiko, and you also have to be mevatel on top. He says, hold on. What happened before the Chacham came along and told you to do bidikas chametz? You were mevatel. Everybody said, mevatel, bittel, that's it. And you could have bread all over his house, pashtus, no problem. Why is mevatel? He's never going to be every bali or bali mutz. Came along the Chacham and said, we're going to put a chumrah on you. We're going to tell you to do bidikas chametz. Zot the Sfas Emes, let's understand like this. If we only do bidiko, and a guy finds a gluska, you find something, there's a bayur by motza, it comes out, the chachamim wanting to make a takana, to be machmer in us because there is a bayur by motza, got us into a trap. Because sometimes we'll be over. Because if they're just gonna say, do bidiko, and now we're not gonna mevatel, we always used to be mevatel, we never did bidiko, now we're gonna do only bidiko and not bittel, and you're right, it's a remote chance, but in that case that you'll find chametz, comes out, the chacham got you in trouble. Or they start with a takana story. So he says, that's why they say you have to mevatel. So first let me say one more thing, and then I'll explain how he understands, learns the Gemara. He says, but this is all very nice when talking about a person who would have been mevatel out of all sincerity. A guy was doing a real bittul b'leiv shalom, and the Chacham told him, by the way, you're bittul, don't worry about that, we don't need that, we need something better than that, bidiko. So he says, in that case, taka, it's a risk. Because in the 1 in 100 chance, taka, that'll find chametz. So it comes out, you made him be everybody, you're all b'leiv matzah. He says, Masha Enkin, what if you have a guy who's not sincere? And when he's mevatel, not mevatel b'leiv shalom. So for him, the takana of bidiko is only a mile ago. There's no downside to it, because he checks and gets rid of all the chametz. That he does. He just can't be mevatel b'leiv shalom. So for him, bidiko was only a mile. There's no downside to it. Because what's going to happen? Maybe he'll find a gluska yava? Yeah, but let's go before they told him to do bidiko. What do they say? Mevatel all your chametz. The guy never did a b'leiv shalom anyhow. So anyhow, he's all his years being over by yimata. What did they say? Do bidiko. For him, it's a milah. So he said, let's understand the Gemara now. Look at Sfas Emes. The Gemara says that you need to do a bidiko. The guy who's being boided needs to do a bidiko together with it. So the Gemara said, what do you need to do that bidiko? Mara is trying to find all kinds of eitzes, which is very funny. According to Sfasem, it answered it. All kinds of eitzes were like so against it. What does it have to be the night when he does B'dikas Chametz? Just when he finds it, he'll do it. Like what? It's very strange. He said, no, I'll tell you what the Gemara means. Like this. Gemara says, why does he have to do it? If you're worried about Purim, their bottle. So Gemara says, maybe he'll find a Guska Yafe and he'll have Das on it. So he says, fine. When he finds it, let him be Mevatel. He said, what does that mean when he finds it, let him be Mevatel? According to Rashi, we just said a second ago, you're not going to burn it, so why would you be Mevatel? So he says, the pshat is like this. That really the Gemara is talking about the Chimish Kach Levatloi. So the Teretz is, what are you going to tell me? Yeah, but maybe he's not going to want to do that, because that's what Tosha says. So Rashi, if you're saying he doesn't want to burn it, so he also is not going to want to be Mevatloi. So he says, good. If you're talking about such a guy that might not want to be Mevatloi, so for him, when he finds it, let him be Mevatloi. Because what do you need him to be Mevatloi the night before? His bittle's worthless now, it's worthless then. So, Manusha. In other words, that's why it was makdim, that Rashi has to hold a person who had chametz and he only found out about it during Pesach. He's not oyver. So, Mel, this is what Sfasem is saying. If you're talking about a tzaddik and a person who's mevatel b'leiv sholem, so what are you saying? He's mevatel yudalim. Why do you have to be mevatel yudalim? The terrorist is because maybe you'll find the gluski yafa. Maybe you'll find the gluski yafa. So, be mevatel then. If he's a tzaddik, he's not going to be chos on it. So there's no problem, because he'll do it right away. The teretz is, he's not going to be a tzaddik. So what? That's why you made him do it, yadalid? But that bittel never meant anything. So whatever that useless, worthless bittel is, let him do it on Pesach. It doesn't mean anything. There's no point to it. That's how the Sfasem is learned. Very mechudish tikkup shah. I repeat it one more time. He says like this.
It's like almost like a joke.
Because the Gemara is, we're trying to figure out why are you misaking a separate thing that the guy has to be mevatel. That's really what we're saying. In other words, the simple way of learning the Gemara is that we're saying, okay, we understand he has to do bittul, but the shayla is, when should you set it up? So that way of learning, stam le pashtu is very hard. Like, what are you so bothered? Okay, they made him do a dika, that's when he started, now he's going to be mevatel. What's the whole kasha that the Gemara is so bothered by? So the way he's saying lechayra comes out, he's saying, we don't even know why you need a bittul. What do you need this bittul for? So he says, what are you talking about? A person who's going to have full kavana to really be mevatel? So that person, let him do it when he finds it. Because he's a tzaddik, he's not going to be chos, there's no problem, you're not over for the chametz that you had until now in the case that you find it, so what's the problem? There's no problem. The Teretz is going to tell me, yeah, but maybe we're going to speak about a guy, maybe what about when it comes to that guy who taka doesn't do b'leiv shalom? Oh, so that's why you should do it yadalit. That's no answer, because the bittel's not a bittel, no better than yadalit. So what the Gemara is saying is, let him be mevatel in case he finds it. And there's no downside to that. Because if he's a tzaddik, he will not be over by your by Yomotz, because the second he finds it, he'll be mevatel. The Teretz is a guy that's not going to be mevatel. So if he's that kind of person, it doesn't help to make him do it before. That's the first time it's in the chat, and then answers Tosis Kasha and Rashi.
Yeah, very good.
Good to know.